procrastinate a battle with depression, slight insomniac, hypochondriac, anxiety.
Morris had actually never rapped anywhere other than his friend's car until he got to college. He and a bunch of guys in this hall at Wayne State University put together this big group, and for their first track, they looped a sample from an old Hall & Oates song. You know the song Sarah Smile?
But it's like the strings get real high and effing. We rapped over it. We thought it was the coldest song of all time in history of hip-hop. And we did a fraternity show.
what was the reaction?
It wasn't great. No, it was not great.
But it was a start, and it got him going, and it got him believing that he could be an artist. At this point, he had been going into school for optometry. He didn't even tell his family that actually he really wanted to be a poet and he really wanted to be a rapper. But eventually they found out because they're reading about his shows in the paper. Kresge gave him this very prestigious arts fellowship, and right now he's spending some time teaching creative writing in Detroit schools, which is full circle because Morris has written about the frustrations he faced at not very good students, they're not very good writers.
But then in month 4, out of nowhere, they'll just slide something to me and walk out of class, and it'll be something absolutely amazing. And he'll be like, wait, where did this come from? What? What is this?
So now Morris has this brand new track out. It's called Celibate. But like Holmes, that first track that we played, it is about gentrification. Morris says he started writing about gentrification and just became kind of fascinated with it when he was in Cass Corridor watching it become Midtown.
When I was first down there, I first started seeing all these new coffee shops popping up, these new boutiques. I was like, whoa, this is nice. This is fresh. It's like this new life coming down there, more and more people in that area walking around. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
And then his neighbors couldn't afford their rent. And then coffee shops started telling him, oh, I'm sorry, you can't sit here right now. This area's actually been reserved.
And then I realized, like, you know, when I saw somebody like Shinola pop up, where I was like, oh, this isn't for us. You know, $1,000 bikes and $500 notebooks. And it was like, it's a market now. So it's that type of erasure where, you know, I don't mind new things coming to the neighborhood and to the city. That's great. It's just not having the mind or, like, consideration for what's already there.
And the thing about Morris is that he can